Continuing with the New Testament from the Holy Bible, Poland version, copyright 2011, all rights reserved. Read by Fred Hohen. Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man who couldn't walk since birth was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful, to ask for money from those who entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for money. And Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, "Look at us." And he paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he that sat begging at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And as the lame man who was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he said to the people, "You men of Israel, why are you surprised at this? Or why do you look so earnestly at us, as though by our own power or holiness we had given this man the ability to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you arrested and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he wanted to set him free. But you denied the Holy One and the Just and desired a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, about which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God had before shown by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ would suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, so that your sins will be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, who was preached before to you, whom the heaven must hold until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, 'A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brothers like me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say to you.' And it shall be that every soul that will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow later, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your descendants shall all the people of the earth be blessed.' To you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his sins.